And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 7th of March, 2015. It's the birthday of the songwriter Townes Van Zandt, born 1944, into a wealthy oil family in Texas, died in 1997 at the age of 53. It's the birthday of the novelist Robert Harris, Nottingham, England, 1957, author of Fatherland, Archangel, and other novels, who said, "I think a novel is like a car, and if you buy a car and grow flowers in it, you're forgetting that the car is designed to take you somewhere else." 1994, on this day, the Supreme Court ruled that parody can be protected by the Fair Use Clause of the Copyright Act of 1976. 1857, on this day, the National Association of Baseball Players met in New York, and they decided that a baseball game should be made up of 9 innings instead of 21 runs. It's the anniversary of the Civil Rights March from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, 1965. 600 civil rights activists left Selma to march 54 miles to the state capitol. They only got 6 blocks before state and local lawmen attacked them with dogs and billy clubs and tear gas. They made it to Montgomery 2 weeks later, and by the time they got there, they were 25,000 strong. 1923, on this day, Robert Frost's poem Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening was published, the poem that he called his best bid for remembrance. Frost originally claimed that he wrote it all at once, but an early draft of the poem shows that it was reworked several times. He said the poem was about a December night when he drove a wagon to town with some produce from his farm to sell so he could buy Christmas gifts for his family. He couldn't sell a single thing. Evening came. It started to snow, and he had to head back home. He was almost home when he was overwhelmed by a feeling of shame, and the horse stopped, and Frost sat in the wagon, and he wept like a baby, he said. Eventually, the horse jingled its bells, and Frost pulled himself together, and he headed back home to his family. Here's a poem for today by Louise Glick entitled The Couple in the Park. A man walks alone in the park, and beside him a woman walks, also alone. How does one know? It is as though a line exists between them, like a line on a playing field. And yet, in a photograph, they might appear a married couple, weary of each other and of the many winters they have endured together. At another time, they might be strangers about to meet by accident. She drops her book, stooping to pick it up. She touches, by accident, his hand, and her heart springs open like a child's music box. And out of the box comes a little ballerina made of wood. I have created this, the man thinks. Though she can only whirl in place, still she is a dancer of some kind, not simply a block of wood. This must explain the puzzling music coming from the trees. The Couple in the Park by Louise Glick, from her collection Faithful and Virtuous Night, published by Farrar, Straus and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.